Okay, thank you for patiently holding, sir. So I did reach out to the provider, and they provided the information that they did send a text and said that it would be a 2-hour ETA, because the provider is a great distance away from the location. So they provided that 2-hour ETA to be able to get there to the vehicle. And he said right now he's tied up on change job, but he should be on the way shortly. You wanting to cancel and get it redispatched,
let me ask you that. Would it be today?
It will be today.
Would it be today?
Yes.
Okay.
It will.
So is it, can I ask you this? Would it be able to have that person phone number? We can call them directly.
Yes. I can give you the number.
Yeah.
But he is on another job he may want to wait a few minutes before you call him, because he's tied up on during a tire change right now. But the phone number is going to be 314.
Let me get a pen. Write down. Wait a second. Okay. Go ahead.
314.
Go.
376.
Uh-huh.
1330.
Okay. Do you know the person name?
No, I don't.
Do you know the person name? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay. What is the company?
Going to answer the name of the provider is Shoemake Express. That's the name of the tow company. Like I said, he's caught up on another job right now. Shoemake Express.
Yeah, what?
Shoemake Express.
Can you spell?
Shoemake.
S-H. Oh, Shoemake.
Shoemake, sir. Shoe, like a shoe that you put on your foot. Make.
Oh, yep. Shoemake. I see. Express.
Yes.
Right? Shoemake Express. Okay, towing company, right? Like a towing.
They are a towing company.
Okay.
He sent the text with the 2-hour ETA in the text message. So that was agreed upon with him accepting the job.
Okay, can I ask you this? What is the phone number this guy will contact? Can you confirm? Make sure it's my daughter's phone number in your file.
224-426-8766.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, make sure you let him know this is the number.
He already has the number, sir. That's the number that he sent the message to. It's the number that we had all along.
Okay, what about the address? Can you confirm the address on your file? I want to make sure it's correct.
The address for what, sir? For the tow?
Yeah, for where the car going to tow.
The vehicle is being picked up at 72 Colonial Hills Drive. It's being dropped off at
73.
Okay, I'll make a note for the provider.
Please.
The drop-off location is 12981 Olive Boulevard.
Yeah, it's 73, right? 70. Yes. Drop-off area. Yeah, 12740. The drop-off is 12740 Olive Boulevard in St. Louis.
And is that going to a tire and auto shop?
Well, this is the name. This is the name. This is the address. But it's called the, I forgot the name. It's called the, wait a second. Let me give you the entire name of it.
We have Dobbs Tire and Auto Center.
Yes.
Okay. The address we have.
That's correct. You're correct.
The address we have for that business is 12981 Olive Boulevard. That's what it shows on the maps when we have the location, sir.
Really? But the address is 12740.
That's not their address, sir.
1274.
I Googled their address. That's not
their address. How come that's not the address?
Their address is
But the guy got the same
12981 Olive Boulevard. Have you Googled the address, sir?
Well, this is the company, you know, the company, the name of the company match at the bottom of the company name. The bottom is 12740.
That's not their address.
In St. Louis.
I Googled it. That's not their address. It's 12981 Olive really? Boulevard. I'm looking at it. On
oh,
the
I see. I know. Maybe this because they are big. They are big, probably. Are you saying how do you Google this? By name?
By name, by address. If you type in the name on Google, it tells you that the address is 12981 Olive Boulevard. When we type it into our maps, when we map the location, that's the same thing that comes up. That other address does not come up under the name of that business. So that's not correct. If you go to Google and you type in Dobbs Tire and Auto Center, it'll tell you the address that I just provided.
Yeah, I'm worried about a shift to different address. You know what I'm saying? I'm worried about. Can I call you back? I'm gonna call the owner. Is it okay? I'm gonna call the owner to confirm the address.
We already confirmed it because we put it into the maps and it'll tell us the address. And it's no other business in the area under that name. So that's the correct address.
I see.
And if there are any discrepancies with the address, you have to take that up with the driver because we already dispatched it out. So once the driver gets there, you can talk to him about the address.
Yeah. Yes. So let me answer this. So they may be close. I hope not. So the address map from Google, you said 12981, right?
That's correct.
Boulevard, right? Okay, let me confirm with that guy. Okay, thank you. I will. Can you tell the guy that the pickup address is 73, not 72?
Yes, sir. When you give him a call, I will make a note. But when you give him a call, you can discuss it with him. You can tell him.
Sure. Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good day.
All right. I know.